Seth leapt from his horse before it had stopped moving, then ran to his gate with panic and dread filling his chest. He had ridden hard all day. Night had fallen a few hours ago, and his heart ached. In the garden, he saw his mother and father lying next to each other. His father's hand still clung to his sword. Around them were bodies of several villagers. Fear filled him as he sprinted towards his house. As he reached the door, he saw his Uncle Felix slumped dead against his wall, pierced by an arrow, his sword lying at his feet.
Meredith?
He called as he entered the house, fearing she wouldn't answer.
My love, where are you?
He continued. The house was a mess, with the table and chairs scattered around in what had clearly been a struggle. He frantically pulled furniture aside as he made his way toward the bedroom. Pulling back the curtain, he found her. She was lying in a pool of her blood on the bed, her clothes torn from her. He could see the wound in her side. He fell to his knees, then placed his hand over it, drawing on all the energy around him, trying to heal her. His focus intensified as he pulled the spey toward him. He could feel the intensity of the power he held as he channeled it into his wife. Outside, the sky began to fill with dark clouds. The earth trembled as he drew energy in vast amounts about him.
I will not let her die. She will live. Can you hear me?
He cried to the air around him.
She will live.